The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One of the reasons why we have this terrible inflation is because the Biden administration, backed by Tim, supported a lot of borrowing and spending, throwing fuel on the fire, which has caused the price of everything to go up. Now, we have to remember, Biden said that he wouldn't raise taxes on the middle class. But if you're a family right now dealing with the grocery prices and the energy prices, certainly you feel like your taxes have gone up a lot because the cost of living a good life in this country has gone up a lot.
That's J.D. Vance. He was part of a town hall meeting that Fox News put on last night. Brett Baer hosted it against Tim Ryan, that pivotal race for the Senate in Ohio. I want to play, before we comment, the rest of J.D. Vance's answer on that, because I thought he absolutely hit it out of the park time and time again last night. 34, Michael.
The other really crazy thing is that we really went to war against America's energy sector. So energy goes into everything, right? It goes into the diesel fuel that the trucks use to take our food to the grocery store. It goes into the manufacturing process. And so when you have energy getting so, so expensive, that raises the price of everything else as well. And so I think we get those two things under control. We stop the borrowing and spending, and we actually get open up Ohio's energy markets, then we'll start to bring those prices under control.
Just in general, I watched a little of that. I thought the Tim Ryan, the Democrat, and J.D. Vance, the Republican, were a full level above the Oz Fetterman crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're both just, they both seemed like they could be U.S. senators to me.
Right, yeah, and, you know, they compared favorably with old Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock in Georgia as well. I thought J.D. Vance knocked it out of the park, like I said. I believe he has, like Tim Sandifer, has this gift for explaining fairly nuanced Supreme Court rulings and legal doctrines in a way that average numbskulls like ourselves can understand. I think J.D. Vance has an incredible gift for distilling his impressive intelligence down into language that we can all comprehend. I thought that description of energy and why it's so important and why it raises the price of everything and why declaring war on our energy sector is so incredibly unwise and how that hits average Americans in the pocketbook. That was one of the most effective presentations of that idea I've heard.
Yeah, presenting inflation as a tax is a pretty good angle.
Yeah, well, yeah, and just if we declare war on our energy sector, it's going to make everything more expensive. That people can understand as they are desperate to pay their bills. So that was really good. I really hope he wins. He tacked way to the Trumpy side to get the nomination in the primary, and now he's definitely back to the more mainstreamy Republican, I guess you'd say. All language is so charged these days. I feel like you have to choose your words carefully, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, what struck me from the Democrat Ryan is how much more moderate he is than what I'm used to in coastal Democrats. Just a completely different world.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. And I think he is sincerely, although, as was pointed out, he made all sorts of claims about working with the other side and being a moderate, but his voting record is way a Democratic loyalist. You know, you Ohioans, you figure out who you want to vote for and go ahead and vote for him. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, speaking of Oz and Fetterman, the phony bum, and you are so right. You were the first person I heard say this, that the stroke may be the best thing that happened to Fetterman, electorally speaking, because it was such a distraction from him being a useless bum all
right.
of his life, a couch-surfing, trustafarian, do-nothing bum.
Oh, it's just horrifying that a guy who's who has accomplished as little as him might be a U.S. senator.
God, he's accomplished nothing but living off his parents' teat and then the taxpayers' ample teat as well. Terrible.
Oh, collective teat.
Here is Fetterman in clip 37. Teat. Yes, that's right, Charles. The great Charles Krauthammer there. 37, Michael.
They believe that I'm fit to serve, and that's a point that was compatible made in June and compatible here just in October. And, you know, I choose the, you know, my real doctors composed to some of the criticism from like, you know, like a real Dr. Oz that's just trying to weaponize somebody that just, you know, had a stroke.
Yeah. The fact that that race is as close as it is
shows you what Dr. Oz is.
You know, the most revealing poll that I've seen recently was that when you look at, they polled a bunch of swing state voters, your Ohio and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Nevada, Wisconsin, all of the close races. The results were strongly that I'd prefer to see the Republicans take the Senate. But quite a number of people said, but I can't vote for this specific Republican.
Interesting.
Sorry, you gave me too junky a choice.
Interesting.
Our primary system is broken, but, you know, that's a conversation for another day. Speaking of hot issues in the mid-times, I was struck by a couple of different stories. Number one, Stacey Abrams in Georgia running against Brian Kemp for governor, and Kemp's going to win, but she has gone full-on woke in terms of crime. In a desperate plea to get, I don't know, her woke brethren and sistern out to the polls, she declared, that's right. So Kemp mentioned that that 107 sheriffs, like all of the sheriffs in the state, had endorsed him. And she says, I'm not a member of the good old boys club, so no, I don't have, listen to this, 107 sheriffs who want to be able to take black people off the streets, who want to be able to go without accountability. Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
So the moderate Kemp is secretly part, well, he's a Klansman, clearly. And he's backed by 107 sheriffs who want to be able to take black people off the streets. Well, I suggest if they're black people who committed crimes, they ought to be taken off the streets. Same as white people, Hispanic people, Asian people, and Martians if they do invade. A number of sheriffs lashed back. I don't care as a sheriff, what color your skin is. We take an oath to serve and protect. I have never done anything to tarnish my badge, et cetera, et cetera. So, she is going down in a flaming ball of desperation, in my opinion. Meanwhile, the state I mostly claim as my home state, Illinois, it's where I grew up, is racing to the bottom. Financially, ethically, politically, Illinois is a poo hole of corruption and bad governance. And most people don't realize it because it's not a coastal state. You don't have the mainstream media living in it. A mobster has been running their state legislature for decades, Michael Madigan. The woke urban vote outweighs the rest of that giant and wonderful state. You take a look at Illinois, it's a sea of red with a couple of blotches of blue. But all the good folks in Illinois get outvoted by the urban folks time after time. And the reason I bring this up is they've got this incredibly dishonestly named Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today Act, the Safety Act, which will turn Illinois into California. So-called criminal justice reforms. Provisions include ending cash bail, limiting how judges determine whether defendants are flight risks, allowing defendants under electronic monitoring to leave home for 48 hours before they can be charged with escape, and many other things. Of the 103 state attorneys in Illinois, 102 oppose the law as it stands. And more than half of those have filed lawsuits since Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the legislation into law last year. So it's already in effect. And so the state's attorneys just came out, Illinois let's see, the Association of Sheriffs came out and says, hey, cops and state's attorneys, you're going to have lots of Illinoisans have to take the law into their own hands because we're going to have so much crime. For instance, people taking garbage bags and cleaning out of Walgreens, San Francisco, running into stores in L.A. and sweeping all the leather jackets and punching the clerk in the face if he dares intervene. What do we find out the number of car thefts in Portland had quintupled in the last 10 years, something like that. So they're saying, hey, Illinoisans, if you want to keep your stuff, you're going to have to protect it yourself. And so the Sheriff's Association is saying, hey, prosecutors, you have to understand, let people protect themselves and their families. Don't be overzealous prosecuting people who have to, quote unquote, take the law into their own hands. So, Illinois, brace yourselves.
The Federal Reserve is meeting as we speak. Going to raise interest rates, that's known. What does that do to the average mortgage? A couple of numbers for you that will stick in your head.
Woes!
If you were thinking about moving or had your eye on that house over there.
Or you got a, variable rate, thinking maybe the rates will go down.
Ooh, the variable rate, yeah. Or
adjustable rate, that's the term.
Maybe you work for Twitter and the evil Elon Musk's about to lay you off and you're going to have to move.
No.
Or something like that. We should run through some of Elon's tweets from yesterday, kind of interesting. But anyway, some of those numbers are really striking. I don't know how many people are. If you're on the sidelines, it's striking. If you own a house, you're just thinking, I ain't moving anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, I knew I had a point, and I failed to make it. With the midterm election coming up, you know, the top of the ticket races get all the attention, and we'd certainly encourage you to vote. Please take a few minutes, figure out who's running for county attorney, district attorney, state's attorney, whatever. Who's in charge of dealing with crime? Don't let any more George Soros-backed Marxists into office. And school boards. Take a look at your local school board elections. Figure out who's who. They will be either teaching your kids or indoctrinating your kids based on those elections. So, you know, wake up and show up, my friends.
I only care about who's president. All that stuff.
Hot damn, boy.
Hot damn, boy. All that stuff on the way that we mentioned.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you've thought about protecting your home with security, but you've been waiting for the right time, ooh, you want to listen up.
Right now, listeners of this show can get 40% off SimpliSafe's award-winning home security system.
We use and trust SimpliSafe to protect our homes and family because at SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters.
When a threat is detected, SimpliSafe's monitoring professionals promptly contact you and dispatch first responders to your home, even if you're away or unable to respond.
24/7 professional monitoring costs under $1 a day.
That's less than half of the cost of ADT's traditional professional installed plans.
SimpliSafe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door.
So don't miss this chance to say big when you protect your home with the best. Get 40% off your order when you visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes, and it's easy. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Democrats predicted an end to high inflation, but nothing has changed. In fact, food and housing prices are still going higher. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings from inflation by diversifying into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, simply text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898, and you'll get a free info kit on gold IRAs that will explain everything. Again, that's SAFEGUARD to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required.
You want to be a showstopper like The Miz? You want to be awesome? Then you'll want to have a game plan. Whether you're a champion or a bettor, you've got to be responsible. The DraftKings Sportsbook offers all the tools you need. You can set a realistic budget and bet within your means. You can set time, deposit, and wager limits so you can have a personal game plan for having fun while being responsible. I practice safe bets, and so should you. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Redding loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Redding, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Baron Browning, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Join me in making public safety our number one priority. I'm committed to working with the Shasta County Sheriff on the following issues. Creating a recruitment and retention initiative to add sheriff deputies in rural areas and correctional officers to the jail. And a new state-of-the-art jail with mental health and drug treatment program. I'm committed to enhancing the quality of life for all of Shasta County citizens so we can enjoy the beautiful place we call home.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for district supervisor.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
$400,000 home would cost you about $750 more than the start of the year.
What?
Woof.
So just from the start of the year, $400,000 mortgage, you'd be paying $750 a month more? And I just saw another one, another channel, they did their own version of it, was on a $300,000 mortgage. From 2 months ago, your payment would be $300 more.
Wow.
Than 2 months ago. Which
wow.
is, you know, at most points in your life when you're doing that sort of thing, it's just, you're not going to live there then. You're going to live in a smaller house.
Oh, yeah. People don't buy price. They buy payment.
Sure.
When it comes to real estate. And so, yeah, the value of homes just changed completely. Boy, if you have $750 headroom in your monthly housing spending, in other words, you could go ahead and buy that house anyway, then you've been very disciplined in how much you've spent on your housing. There are few of you.
Right. That's why you got to win that lottery that's now $1.28 billion going to draw for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So Powerball!
Unfortunate for y'all that I plan to win, although I haven't bought a ticket and I don't plan to. But my chance of winning is only slightly less than yours if you did buy a ticket.
Yeah, well, when I win, you're going to see some changes.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to have a big, lavish house in all 50 states. And I'll just think, you know, Maine. And I will go in my lovely house in Maine, and I will hang out till I'm bored. Then I'll probably spin a spinner, like a game, like a board game, and I'll be damned, New Mexico, and off I go.
I think for 90% of people, it would be guaranteed to ruin your life, winning $1 billion. All your relationships have instantly changed. Your brother and sister that you got along with your whole life, or your best friends from high school, or whatever, your coworkers, all those relationships are completely different immediately, unless you keep it secret. And then, even then.
That's not what my friends at the strip club say. No, you just have to go hang out with the super rich. And adopt their ways.
You going to keep the same wife or husband? How many people do that, I wonder?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I am.
Well, I would hope that most people would, but a lot of people don't. I've read the stories of the lottery winnings. Finally. I'm out.
That's not what they think down at the strip club.
Where I get all my information about how people feel about me.
The girls really like me down there. They're so nice to me.
1.2.
And the one's having trouble making her rent. She's a single mom.
Right. That's a crying shame. We got new details on the Hammer attack. The Capitol Police have live cameras outside her home all the time. But the officers were not watching the feeds because she wasn't there at the time. So they have live cameras there, but they don't watch them when she's not there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The agency monitors 1,800 cameras at the Capitol away from its jurisdiction, including the Pelosi residence in San Francisco. So these are residences all around the country that aren't in Washington, D.C. An officer was cycling through the many live feeds Friday at one point, noticed police lights flashing outside the home and rewound the video. Want to know? Wonder what's going on at the Pelosi house. Well, I'll tell you what went on. Old man got beat in the head with a hammer is what happened.
So you're really not providing security. You're just watching episodes of Cops there in the Capitol, if that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's disappointing, isn't it? I mean, I guess it's not their job to keep an eye on the home unless the government person is there.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. I was just reading about that. In these fevered political times, there are plenty of people who believe that the security for members of Congress needs to be beefed up significantly and perhaps extended to their family members.
How do you feel about it?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I think it'd probably be smart. You know, I was struck by the fact that they passed a measure, a law, or regulation, whatever, giving each member of Congress $10,000 for a security system, and then something like $200 a month or $150 a month for monitoring, when you ought to just go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong and save a hell of a lot of money over that for a better system. But anyway.
So Elon Musk is going to charge $8 a month for you to be a blue check mark. I wonder what that's going to do to the conversation. He said, I totally stole the idea of charging for insults and arguments from Monty Python.
kind of like, arguments clinic.
Because that's what Twitter is. It's arguments and insults.
Yeah.
He said, to all the complainers, please continue complaining, but it will cost you $8 a month. will that weed out a certain number of trolls and idiots and stuff like that? He says the only way to weed those people out is to have a monthly payment and everything that goes with the credit card and everything. You think? I hope so.
I don't know. Quit asking me questions.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery. 5 important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy on Thursday as he welcomes Baron Browning, candidate for Supervisor, District 5. Find out what Baron wants to do if he's elected. Also joining us is UPREP and their fall musical. All of this Thursday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly, 2022.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and The Deep Thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And get this, as if the midterms weren't already crazy enough, apparently the country is facing a paper ballot shortage. A paper ballot shortage. Now on election day, you have to close the curtain and just yell for who you're voting for. Like, Republican, Republican, Democrat, Republican! Well, President Biden is working hard to give Democrats a final push before the election. Starting today, he's appearing at campaign rallies in Florida, New Mexico, California, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. Yeah. If a jet-lagged 79-year-old can't rally the Democrats, nothing can.
Well, here's a little...
Hot damn, boy.
Here's a,
hot damn, boy.
Can we hear the whole thing? A little bit of... This is Joe Biden yesterday on the stump.
A senator from Florida going after Medicare and Social Security? I tell you what, I don't know where, as they say in Southern, don't know where y'all been. Hot damn, boy.
So I realize it's
good stuff.
Silly season, as Barack Obama once called it, because it is silly season. You're going to have no productive conversations in the last weeks before an election. Unfortunately, we now live in a perpetual election, so we're just like nonstop silly season. There's never a moment, well, the election's over, let's get down to having a policy discussion about the fact that Social Security and Medicare cannot survive on their current trajectory, so grown-ups should sit down from both parties and come up with a plan. But if you mention doing anything, you're attacked the way you just heard the president do it there. So,
well, you're 100% right, but I've got to admit, maybe it's that I'm getting on in years, but, you know, I enjoy the classics. I like hearing Stairway to Heaven or watching It's a Wonderful Life at the holidays, you know, singing the Christmas carols and hearing Republicans are going to take away your Medicare. I mean, that's one of the classics. Oh, it's just so good to hear again.
I got to dig into this. Maybe I can get it tomorrow. I was just reading some of the headlines. It's a based on a poll in The Economist. It's an article in The Financial Times, and it's about how governing, and they're talking about Great Britain, but it applies to Germany, the United States, a whole bunch of countries that do some things that seem kind of wacky. You know, sometimes it's helpful to look at another country because you're not invested in the same way emotionally in the politics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's easier to stand outside it and kind of look at it as a scientist.
Yeah, so you can like look at Germany relying on Russian energy and think that's crazy without knowing the particulars of what personality from what party was pitching this or that.
Dummkopfs.
But the point of this article is, and again, I'm going to dig into it more and get into it tomorrow, I hope, because I love this sort of stuff, is we're failing to recognize that many of these countries are doing what their voters want them to do. The voters are making bad decisions and voting for people who they're voting for this stuff. That's why it's happening. It's not like politicians are going rogue on the people who put them in office.
Are you suggesting that they're getting the government they deserve and asked for?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, technically that is true, but it's such a time-worn statement. I'm not sure it has the impact it should. That people that vote for, well, it says here, contradictory things, things that don't help them, things that are against their best interest. People vote for it all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I often, though, hear that phrase used by the left.
Which phrase is that?
They're voting against their best interests.
Okay.
Working class Republicans voting against bigger handouts from the government.
Well,
they would get those handouts. What's wrong with them? Are they stupid? I've heard that from the left my entire political life.
Yeah. Well, that example doesn't work for me. But anyway, I'll look into that.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear some of the particulars from Europe. As you point out, it's a little easier to stand apart from the arguments and look at it.
So this is from Gallup, and this headline is shocking to me. It's contrary to everything that I've been hearing. Enthusiasm about voting is down.
Wow.
That's not what I'd been hearing. The half of Americans who say they have given quite a lot of thought to this year's congressional elections is essentially unchanged from the previous reading in June. In addition, 2% volunteer that they have given the midterms some thought, while 44% of adults say they have given them only a little. Where does that fit in? It's actually down a little bit. The percentage of adults who say they are more enthusiastic to vote compared to previous election marks is an 18-point decline from the last midterms in 2018. Why is that? Is it because Trump was in office?
The fever pitch of the Trump era? Yeah, that's got to be most of it.
It's got to be. Gallup has not found a relationship historically between Republicans and Democrats' enthusiasm for each election and their turnout rate. Rather, the metric seems to capture how Republicans and Democrats feel about their party's chances in the upcoming election on whether or not they're enthused. Maybe because it's so close, people aren't as enthused? I don't know. Maybe midterms a completely different crowd than the presidential election? It usually is. I don't know. I feel like this runs the opposite of everything else I've heard about this upcoming election.
Yeah, I thought we'd heard that the number of people paying close attention was higher than normal, but I don't know. Go we'll vote, see. For goodness sakes.
We'll know when the voting ends, because a lot of voting has already happened and will be happening today.
So we do not claim around here a monopoly on good ideas, thoughts, and arguments, and one of our beloved listeners framed up a hell of a good one about the election and what's at stake. Among other things that I want to hit you with in a moment or two, after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, where Nancy Pelosi's old man ought to call immediately because it's the best system you can get, according to U.S. News and World Report. And right now, listeners of the Armstrong and Getty Show get 40% off Simply Safe's award-winning home security system. Use Simply Safe. Trust them. They're the best in the business and affordable.
Yeah, man, I'm going to say a system like that's got to be pretty pricey. Something that good with the 24/7 professional monitoring and all kinds of hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats, in addition to, obviously, you know, somebody breaking in, that sort of thing. Got to be expensive. Nope. Under $1 a day, that's less than half the cost of ADT's traditional professionally installed plans. You set it up yourself in about 30 minutes, and no contract you're locked into if you decide you don't want it, which is unlikely.
And Simply Safe's monitoring experts use proprietary advanced response technology to visually confirm when a break-in is real, so you get the highest priority police dispatch. That matters. Don't miss this chance to save big. 40% off your order when you visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize the perfect system for your home. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Is a meat recession coming? Stay tuned for details. I am shocked every time I buy hamburger or bacon or anything. I gave up on buying steaks. But hamburger and bacon, crazy. And it's going to get more expensive? Okay, stay tuned.
I want you folks to know several distasteful jokes ran through my head after Jack made the, used the phrase meat recession. And I have chosen to forego all of them.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Got a
you're
bit
welcome.
Of a meat recession myself. I think it's low
tea. Oh, boy.
I see? Blame low T.
No, see, it only works if both of us restrain ourselves. So I made a passing mention of this yesterday, that loyal listener JT in Livermore had written an email headed by the topic line, perhaps the most important email I've ever written. And he wrote back with a chuckle saying, yeah, that was a little clickbaity, I guess, but he stands by the statement. And I don't always agree with JT, as I say of many people, but I find that he always constructs a solid argument. And if I am going to refute it, I got to do a good job of refuting it. So it's good mental exercise. I enjoy his emails. But he was talking about when we were discussing that new poll from NBC News that said roughly 80% of each party believes the opposite party's agenda poses a threat that, if not stopped, will destroy America as we know it.
Right. Which seems like I don't know how you function as a society if 4 out of 5 adults think the other party is going to destroy America.
Right. Here's the interesting part. And if you are a lefty, and you have a counterargument to this, I'd love to hear it. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, or maybe you're just a free thinker and you see some flaws in it. But he says essentially he thinks we missed a crucial distinction.
All right.
While the argument from the GOP side is obvious, the left is pushing racism, critical race theory, defunding the police, open borders, hyperinflationary policies, restricting free speech, calling it hate speech. What the poll failed to capture was that the Democratic side is admitting that they want to fundamentally transform the country. And he goes into a litany of articles and links of from Obama to Biden to the green energy crowd, vowing over and over again to fundamentally change the country, to transform it completely. So you have one side saying, we don't want to fundamentally transform the country. So it's difficult to argue that they're trying to destroy it. And another openly admitting that they want to spend trillions on the Green New Deal. They've secretly pushed CRT and transgenderism in the elementary school systems, lying to parents about their intent. They want to suppress free speech with their unholy alliance with the news media and big tech. They want to rewrite history, like the 1619 Project. And their leaders keep wanting to call half of the country a bunch of racist, bigoted, uneducated, misogynistic, xenophobic old white men afraid of the browning of America. That's your basket of deplorables. So in essence, both sides agree that the Democratic Party has an agenda that will destroy America as we know it. They would say transform. Or reform, not destroy.
Progress to a better state.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it's right there in the name conservative. You're trying to conserve something, so conserve. Which moment in time are you trying to conserve? Do you want to conserve right now, or 10 years ago, or 30 years ago, or whatever? But anyway, yeah, I get that argument completely. And that makes sense to me. That it's just flat out accurate, what he just said. The problem is, though, what do you do with a country where 4 out of 5 people think the other side is trying to destroy the country? How do you have any working politics?
Well,
media?
You develop leaders like Glenn Youngkin, like J.D. Vance, who can speak to the other side in non-apocalyptic tones and explain why the policies are better. As I said earlier, I thought J.D. Vance knocked it out of the park at the town hall meeting last night. Tim Ryan came off as a reasonable guy, too, but J.D. is a gifted, gifted communicator. Anyway, I think the way you move on from that is with better leadership, the same way Ronald Reagan moved on from Nixon. I will tell you this, though, and it's one of the benefits of age, and there ain't many, that various messiahs appear every election cycle, promising, you know, they will completely transform this country into a much better one. And you're thinking, yeah, show me that system exactly. Does that exist yet on Earth? It's better, more free, more vital, more economically productive, more protective of minorities, et cetera, than the United States. There are some examples of countries around the world that do a pretty damn good job of it. But the idea that I'm going to trust you with tearing down everything that works in favor of your promise that you can come up with something better, after you see these messiahs fall away one after the other and turn out to either be just dead freaking wrong or liars or greed heads or whatever over and over and over again, you start to appreciate conservatism. Let's not throw away what's worked for a very long time based on Beto O'Rourke's promise that he's so smart he can come up with something better. Yeah, no, as the kids say.
Well, quick question since we're about out of time. Do you think that number, 4 out of 5, both parties, almost exactly the same, 80%, think the other side's out to destroy America? Do you think that number goes up over the next couple of years or down over the next couple of years?
I think it's peaked.
You think it's peaked?
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
I stand ready to be wrong because that's a guess, but I would say instead of destroy, radically change, completely change. When the Republicans accuse the Democrats of that, the Democrats say, that's right, that's what we want to do. The only way to characterize most Republicans, certainly the more mainstream Republicans, as being radicals bent on destroying the country, is to distort what they say and their policies.
So the meat recession?
Not the wackadoodles, for the record. Not the wackadoodles.
Okay, you're not talking about the wackadoodles. We got a coming meat recession, a blast from the past on inflation from Saturday Night Live, and a couple other things. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
From pumpkin spiced apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year, and HelloFresh makes it deliciously easy to savor all that the season has to offer with mouthwatering recipes delivered right to your door.
Right now, you can treat yourself to gourmet meals and pick up cooking skills along the way with the new limited-time Harvest Dinner Series, complete with easy-to-follow video tutorials.
And HelloFresh Market makes hosting your next tailgate or party easier than ever with fall flavors, a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more available for a limited time this season.
With more than 35 weekly recipes to choose from and the ingredients delivered right to your home, HelloFresh helps spice up the cooking routine with fewer trips to the store.
And it even saves you money, too, like it saves us money. HelloFresh is actually 25% cheaper than grocery shopping. So sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code Armstrong65 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65. That's code Armstrong65. HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass,
superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Guys, get this. The makers of Ring Doorbell are about to release their first car alarm. I'm not sure how helpful it is. All it does is let you watch someone steal your car. And you go on.
Before we get to the meat recession that is coming.
People want the beef.
The White House says North Korea covertly shipped artillery to Russia, so they are actually helping arm the Russians. In the way that Iran is, it's the axis of a-holes, North Korea, Iran, and Russia.
You're in dire straits if you're getting equipped by North Korea.
Yeah, I'd say. No kidding. No kidding. The battle for Kherson is either underway right now or about to be underway. There's not a lot of media coverage on it right now. Both armies are lined up and battling it out, but that's when things get exciting here in the next couple of days or weeks when that ends. And everybody's predicting that the Ukrainians will prevail in that.
I'll bet we've got some fabulous satellite imagery going on right now.
Got a man pretending to be a Stanford student who lived on campus for almost a year before he got caught. An Alabama man pretended to be a student at Stanford, bounced from dorm to dorm on campus for 10 months, according to university officials' media reports.
But how did he bounce from dorm to dorm, exactly?
I bet that was a fun 10 months. I don't know how he pulled it off.
I'm guessing resourcefulness, you could probably figure it out.
I'm guessing he's a smooth talker, among other things.
Yeah, I just admire somebody like that, as long as he didn't hurt somebody.
Right. And from Fox Business, online meat delivery company Good Ranchers warned consumers on social media that a meat recession is knocking and supply is about to be tight as cattle herds continue to shrink due to drought. There just aren't as many cattle out there. Our total meat supply for the coming year is coming down significantly. A meat recession is on the way.
You know, I don't want to cause panic buying or anything, but I'm thinking maybe I run out and stock up the freezer.
On meat?
Yeah.
God dang it. I'm already, like I said, I kind of have crossed steaks off the list of something I'm going to buy at the grocery store, and how much more expensive they're going to get, and people still would buy them, I wonder.
Yeah. Well, it's going to change. It's like the housing market we were talking about. I used to be able to afford a nice New York strip. Now, not so much. Now, tri-tip, which is a great cut, and if not, hamburger, and if not, I don't know, chicken or fish. It's not going to kill me. I'll just adjust.
And pretty soon, meow. Whatever you got to do.
Of course, being fabulously wealthy as I am, I eat panda meat. Extra rare. Mostly endangered species.
Ew. According to the USDA, the number of cattle moving from pasture into feedlots to be conditioned for slaughter fell 4% nationwide year over year. In certain areas, such as Kansas, my home state, where I worked in the feedlots for many years, it dropped 11% year over year. So
wow.
that's a big chunk of each one of those steers is a heck of a lot of meat. So
oof.
Anyway, everything continues to change in a negative direction. That's my point.
That's your takeaway.
Everything. Tell me something that's not getting worse. That's what I keep saying. Point me to something that's not getting worse.
So a personal request, if we might, and there's no need for you to do anything for us. We provide a service. If you enjoy it, great. If not, that's fine, too. But the Armstrong and Getty On Demand podcast is doing quite beautifully in your national rankings. Thanks to y'all and telling friends about the show, and we appreciate that very much. And it's especially delicious because we're starting to beat the bejesus, pardon the expression, out of shows that they passed us over in favor of for, like, big slots. nationally over and over again. Yeah, A&G, nice fellas, but a little quirky. Sometimes they use weird language, foul language. Too many wacky jokes. Let's go with something more mainstream. Over and over again. And now we're killing those guys. So it's personally satisfying. Thank you for indulging me in my spite. Am I being a small man by listening to the podcast?
Well, maybe you'd like to have a bigger national footprint and millions of more dollars per year, but I prefer to be like an indie band, kind of a cult favorite.
Good for you. I need my panda meat. It's not cheap.
Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.